Now, my next question is, I covered a lot of soddy area that had not been planted for a long time with tarps and plastic and so on, trying to kill that all back. I'm going to pull all that pretty quick here and till it up and plant some green manure crops, but it's really dry under there. I'm wondering, should I sprinkle first? And when would be a good time to till that up and seed?
Definitely. Things are, it's hot and it's dry. And we've got in the Met Health, you're irrigating out of an irrigation ditch, which many of us do here. It's good to utilize this water on our garden when we need it, because that's, you know, going to come to an end here in another month here, or sooner than that, I suppose. And so, good, Don, take that plastic up, irrigate that ground, till it under, and then go ahead and plant that green manure as soon as you can. We're going to maybe look for a green manure crop that's going to overwinter, because you don't have a long season here left to grow, and things that are going to perish when the frost or the freeze comes, you know, don't have any time to get going. So we're going to look for some winter hardy things, like maybe some Austrian winter peas or some winter rye or something.
Okay.
Till that in there and water that in, and it'll come up, it'll start growing for the fall, and then in the spring it'll begin where it left off, and then you can let that grow up a little ways and then till that under, and all ready to go.
Okay.
Sounds like you're on it.
Well, I'm going to be, I hope. And but as I get close, let's experiment. I'll do some different patches, and we'll see what each of the
Talk about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now here's another question that I did not run by you earlier. I've got a little greenhouse, and I use it for starting things. But then all summer long, it basically just stores tools. I'm looking for something that I can use it for that really wants a hothouse, because it gets